I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, in a speech to Iowa Republicans this evening, says congressional Democrats are obsessed with trying to force him out of office.
They're so angry. Did you ever see a people so angry? For what? For what? These are angry people. Every day, the Democrat Party is becoming more and more unhinged.
Earlier today, Trump labeled former Vice President Joe Biden a dummy as both men criticized each other, even with the 2020 election some 17 months away, and there are more than 20 other Democrats in the presidential race. Biden earlier today called Trump an existential threat to the country. In another campaign speech in Iowa, he slammed Trump's recent visit to Normandy, France.
He gets up in the middle of the night while he's at Normandy, and he tweets an attack on Bette Midler, the mayor of London, because he's Muslim, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who's there with him in Normandy. A stunning display of childishness that the whole world watched.
House Democrats passed a resolution allowing committee and leaders to bypass a floor vote and file suit in civil court. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says the Trump administration has refused to work with Congress on a number of issues.
The hurricanes in Puerto Rico. The White House has produced nothing. Security clearance abuses. The White House has produced nothing. Efforts to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. The White House has produced nothing.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calls the vote a desperate attempt to relitigate the Mueller investigation and an impeachment effort in everything but name. This is AP Radio News. Comedian Jon Stewart takes Congress to task.
Stewart was not joking before the House Judiciary Committee.
I'm angry. And you should be too.
Stewart wants to see money never run out for a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks. First responders and their families were there.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress.
Stewart says it's shameful.
It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson told Stewart not to worry.
If it is any comfort to you all, we know this bill is going to pass with a overwhelming landslide majority of the House.
Jon Stewart was unconvinced, asking why this process is hard and takes so long. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in civilian clothes was in line at a fast food restaurant when a man walked up to him and shot him in the head last night. Deputy Joseph Solano is in grave condition and on life support. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.